When Moses, you know, came down, and then the people had to drink the gold, why didn't somebody who was watching all this and say, hey, oh, maybe I shouldn't drink this? You know, like everybody's dying?
No, they had no choice. They had no choice. They asked Moses to be the king. And Moses says, I don't want to be your king. You just asked Pharaoh to be your taskmaster, to be your God, because they thought they were those Pharaohs. Once they stepped up, they became God. Then what happened is they rolled on for just a second. They asked Pharaoh to be their God, to be their taskmaster, to be their slave. Well, they get them out. Let my people go. No. Let my people go. No. I'm gonna fuck you up. Let my people go. No. And then all of a sudden they all started falling dead, dying, pestilence, pain. The vile judgment started. You've been to see them all again. Gonna show you what the bubonic plague really feels like. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. It's a time, and don't you worry. Be here before you know it. Just in a moment's time. So then what happened is they get on across. They split the Red Sea. They get across that 2 inches of water. It was enough to drown all of Pharaoh's army. That 2 inches of water. They get across that. And the next thing you know, they said, we got to have some rules. And Moses said, what? We got to have some rules. We can't run around here butt fucking all over the place being all crazy. Somebody's got to tell us right from wrong. We ain't got sense enough to run this shit. We couldn't run ourselves in Egypt. Why in the world should we rule ourselves here? Benjamin, the tribe of Benjamin, could figure it out. But that didn't help the Levites. They were kind of off on the hook. So Moses says, well, God darn it. All right, the maddest I've ever been. All right, I'll go get you the law. I'll go talk to the big one, and I'll get it straightened out. But you're separating physical from non-physical by doing this. Here's an example of how you might be slipping a little bit. There may be trouble here. This begins the 40 years that you're going to roam through the desert. And that's the ones that didn't choose. So Moses up there with the finger of God, he got the finger, the bird, got shot the bird, and he wrote on the tablets the top ten suggestions. All right, to come down there, and he wasn't up there in no time. So them damn Hebrews got all stirred up, got all messed up, got all sidebarred, and they took all the spoils of Egypt, the gold they hauled out of Egypt. That wasn't their money. That wasn't their position. They took all the spoils of Egypt out, and they melted it all down. And who was it? Aaron. Aaron, the brother. He had to be, they made him craft a god. They needed him a god. We need a god. We need some outside thing that we can call God. So they took all the gold and they melted it down and he made a Baal, which is the formation of what they call a God. Baal really is a God, but you know, if that God, if you bump into Baal, you better know who you are. Might have a little trouble. So once that happened, Moses come down, his hair done turned white, lost his melanation, lost his hair colors, because he'd been pretty close to the Holy of Holies, front and center, you see. And so it pissed off Moses because he'd moved heaven and earth to get them this far. And here they come right out of the mess and get right in the septic tank. Then they're sitting there worshiping Baal. And he said, all right, he broke this tablet, broke the Ten Commandments, the finger of God. He broke them, which is a big, very big deal because it wasn't supposed to be broke. He broke them. And he said, now, this day, who's on the Lord's side? Choose. That means right now, this is your chance. You're going to have another one. Decide. You're coming over here, you're going to stay over there. You're going to stay over there, then we'll work that out. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, little, and it'll be all right. It'll be over for you soon. But if you choose, you come on. And that's what we say in these days. Y'all better come on. You better come on. Because the hour of visitation is fleeting. This is a nice way to say it. It's why you know something's wrong when Bob's in charge. Just saying. So then what happened is some of them did. They chose to go with Moses, and they did. Everybody else then was forced to drink the melted gold from the Baal. They had to drink it. That's your God? Take it into you. That's your God? Worship it. Bring it into your meat sack body. Molten gold is very challenging to digest. But if you have enough magnesium, enough Remag, you might be able to digest it. But we really don't suggest it because it just does terrible things to the gallbladder. Molten gold, you see. See?
Oh, so no one had a chance to say, oh, wait a minute, I changed my mind?
Uh-uh. No, no. No, ma'am.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, no, they didn't. No. When you come to those places, when you force the point, they force the point. And so it's like, okay, here it is. You know, you set your house on fire just because you have power enough to, and then mad because it's on fire and burning? Okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's
Are you
point.
With me, Nan? Are you with me? Are you with me, Nan?
Yes, I'm with you.
Choose,
Nan. I don't want to go all the way to
choose. Besides, all the gold in California is in a bank in Beverly Hills in somebody else's name anyway. Just ask Joyce.
Just ask Joyce. Go get Joyce. Joyce can come back.
Okay, very good.
Joyce.
Thanks. Did you get a short?
We
topic, and look what you dragged it out another 7 minutes or something there, Nan. We'll remember that
good.
Next time you come
it
on.
Good.
Okay,
it
we'll
good.
Talk to you 7 minutes.
That was good.
I didn't mean that.
Yeah, I know. It's not your fault.
We did.
Okay, thank you very much, Nan.
That's very interesting. Having dinner with the hoity polloi tonight, Bob.